This has been Eubanks, host of We're Only Human, one of the featured shows on the HR Happy Hour podcast network. Today we're going to look at how timing affects employee incentives. Do you think you can offer incentives or rewards long after the fact and it won't affect the results? I've been watching a story unfold that disputes that idea that timing isn't a major factor in decision making, even for 9-year-olds. My wife spent 10 years working as a teacher, and she was a darn good one. One of the things she's done in her classroom over the years is to offer special lunches to students who hit their reading goals. Those special lunches involved me driving up there to the school and bringing them some Chick-fil-A, a southern delicacy, on the Friday immediately after they reached the goal. But it wasn't always that way. So we changed it up after we realized it's something really interesting. For the first half of the school year, the agreement was that if the students read their goal amount, I would bring the food at the end of the grading period. That could take up to 9 weeks if the kid was a fast reader, and that's basically an infinity in a child's eyes. So while she had a few kids read their books, most of them did not. So we tried something a little different, a little experiment. The second half of the school year, instead of waiting till the grading period was over, she would give them the reward less than 7 days after they met their goals. The change had a few effects on the process. Number one, it let the other kids, in the middle of their own progress, see the tangible reward and encourage them to reach their own goals. Number two, it kept the process high on everyone's radar by creating a visual reference point every week or so. Number three, those kids that reached their goals and got rewarded, there was a 100% goal completion for kids who met their rewards in previous sessions. In other words, they're repeaters. And number four, there were significantly more students who reached their goals in the new system, more than twice as many approximately. So I love the process of continuous improvement and how she could see something like this changing how the students were engaged in their reading program. So what does this mean for you as a business leader? If you're offering incentives and rewards to your workforce, are you factoring in the time element? Waiting 6 or even 12 months to get rewarded for something doesn't mean the person appreciates it more. While it doesn't have to be immediate, there could be, and there should be, some degree of immediacy in some of the recognition and rewards you use in the workplace so that employees can reap the rewards of their efforts more quickly. It works for kids. Why not us? That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show and Alexa for the day. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. To learn more, please visit h3hr.com. This has been Eubanks, host of We're Only Human, and we'll catch you next time.